What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term Nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
Three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge, and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section and you can reach me that way as well. Either works for me. Just get a hold of me. Friends, just a friendly reminder, we have The Confessionals Exposing Warring Kingdoms, the book that I wrote and Elie Marzulli wrote the foreword to, is now available for pre-order on Amazon, and it is cooking right now. Number one in supernaturalism and number one in ghost and hauntings. I did not expect that, but I thank you very much for all those people who have been hitting the pre-order to make that happen. That's really cool to see. If you are interested, the link is in the description of this episode for that pre-order of the book, The Confessionals, Exposing Warring Kingdoms, The Hidden Truth Behind UFOs, Cryptids, and Supernatural Warfare, written by yours truly, Tony Merkel. All right, friends, listen, we have a fantastic show today. We have Darlene, who comes on the show and shares a deeply personal story involving a childhood home marked by satanic activity, terrifying supernatural encounters, and her brother's dramatic behavioral changes and possible possession. She recounts repeated attacks by shadow entities, an unsettling gnome-like creature, strange laboratory experiences, and a disturbing connection to military intelligence officer and Temple of Set founder Michael Aquino. Throughout this conversation, we explore whether these experiences may intersect with ritual abuse, astral projection, mind control experimentation, and the mysterious nature of dreams. Let's get to Darlene right now. All right. Today we have Darlene on the show. Darlene, how are you? Thank you for joining me.
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. And you contacted us and you sent your story over, and you have a life that has a lot of twists and turns. In fact, I would say your life tends to be what conspiracy podcasts talk about. There's always these like theories floated around about different things, but you don't always, at least for me, I mean, maybe some people have better luck than I do, I guess, but I don't always have somebody reaching out and talking to me and asking to share their story when they have in one way or another direct ties to, you know, very prominent people when it comes to the conspiracy culture, which would be like Michael Aquino, which was a coworker of your father's. I think that there's going to be a lot of dot connecting in this conversation with you. Told me before we started recording that, outside of your church, when you got baptized last year, you haven't shared your story with people. So, I'm glad that you chose me to share your story with. And, I would like to start off in your childhood. And I guess maybe what I'd like to do actually is just paint the picture for the audience before we get into your story. Your life consists of as a child living in a home that I suppose you would say was previously owned, or satanic people lived in it before you. Is that correct?
Correct, sir.
Right.
It was a home that was decorated like a satanic home when we arrived and moved in.
Right. But then there's things like what you would call these laboratory dreams, which, you know, for me, like I would say maybe they weren't so much of a dream as much as a memory that you were having, but I'd like to hear that story. But then there's things like these creatures that you've experienced, your brother's possible possession. It sounds like your brother was possessed to me when I was reading it. And then the coven, and there's just a lot of different stuff here we're going to get into. But I would like to start off in your childhood. If you could actually, before we even get to your childhood, just lay the foundation as to your parents, your father, your mother, what their backgrounds were, so people understand maybe your history when it comes to your family.
Certainly. My parents lived in South America, and my father was a high school teacher and suddenly got promoted to work. He got a job at the embassy, working in public relations, throwing parties. And so he met a lot of generals and high level diplomats in that line of work. My mother worked as assisting brain surgeries for a neurosurgeon. So she was very capable with that. She had a lot of experience with patients, anticipating when they would pass, when she was attending a lot of the hospitals, because she worked for a variety of hospitals. It wasn't just one facility. And she gave the impression, according to her things that she had told me when she was alive, that people thought she was a witch because she had this capacity to know when someone was going to pass away or who she felt was on the verge of death, which helped a lot of patients, apparently. Let's see, my father ended up working after the U.S. Embassy coming to America. He got a job as a civilian engineer for Department of Defense with a company in Southern California. And I believe that's where he met Mr. Aquino, who was also working there, but under, I guess, the military branch of that company. I feel very flustered. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. So your dad met him there. And for people mm-hmm. who don't know who Michael Aquino is, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I did do some looking into him. And I remember him dying in 2019. But he was a U.S. military officer, retired as a lieutenant colonel, specialized in psychological warfare, also known as PSYOPs, and military intelligence. He served in Vietnam and held various roles, including special forces. His religious background is he joined Anton LaVey's Church of Satan in 1969 and rose quickly and then split in 1975 to found the Temple of Set, which was a group focused on the Egyptian god Set. And there he became a high priest for many years. He was active in serving in our military while he was doing these esoteric things. And with his background with PSYOPs, it obviously leads to a lot of question marks as to what his true intentions were. But I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Presidio daycare scandal in 1986 to 87 during the U.S., what they would call the Satanic Panic era. Allegations of child sexual abuse and ritual abuse surfaced at the Army's Presidio daycare in San Francisco, which you're not far from there. A young girl identified Aquino and his wife as being involved. You weren't that young girl, were you? Okay. I was just making sure. but there were no charges filed. And basically upon further inspection, they came to understand that, or they believed that Michael Aquino was in Washington, D.C., not in San Francisco at that time. Michael Aquino had really done a lot of work pushing back against this whole idea of the satanic abuse. He called it a satanic abuse scam. And he wrote a book called Extreme Prejudice, defending himself and sued other people over these related accusations. But he is no longer dead, so we can say whatever we want. He can't sue us. And so, he wasn't a good guy. And what I want to say is this. One, the Satanic Panic era might have been something that at some point got steam behind, and maybe not every case was authentic and true. But I do believe during that era, there was people coming to realization of what was going on behind the scenes with Satanism, its tie to MK Ultra. And there was probably a journey of discovery in that era that was based in reality. And maybe there's other people or organizations that grifted onto that and became a thing, but that itself can be by design. So he himself, Michael Aquino, involved in PSYOPs, would understand that if you want to bury the truth, then you flood the market with lies. And so they easily could have had this very real, tangible thing happening. And in order to make sure that's not discovered, you flood that same room with a bunch of lies, a bunch of mm-hmm. lies on the topic that is true. And that's how you kind of get out of these things. And the idea that he was in Washington, D.C., I haven't looked into the case, but there's a lot of ways around that. And the higher you are in the military, the more documents can be forged anyways. So whether he was in D.C. or not, I mean, we can go into the astral projection route of it as well. So like, he might have been physically in D.C., but was he astral projecting into California?
That's my belief of why I have so many memories of him. I believe that he was astral projecting. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, and it's not, I wouldn't say it's a misguided opinion to have that, because the person that he studied under with Anton LaVey was absolutely known for astral projecting all over the place. I spent time talking to a friend of mine. Actually, he's out in your area, Pastor Dave Bryan. Are you familiar with him?
I don't think so.
You should probably connect with him at some point. If anybody hears squeaking noise, that's my dog playing with a squeaky toy. One second here.
Okay.
I took it from him. he has other toys that are quiet. But you should connect with Pastor Dave Bryan. He has a church called Glad Tidings, and it's generally in your area. It may not be really, really close, because California is a very big state, but maybe one of these days you connect with him, because he's very aware of Anton LaVey and the situation that unfolded there. In fact, he actually adopted Anton LaVey's daughter.
I do know his story. Yes.
Yeah.
Ray, the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Absolutely. So, you might want to connect with him, because, he's familiar with the Anton LaVey side of things, but LaVey, absolutely was doing astral projection and teaching other people how to do astral projection. So there's no way that Aquino didn't astral project at times in his life. And so we've uncovered, and we're going to get to your story in a second. I'm just trying to lay a foundation. I'm also trying to make you feel more comfortable, because I know you've never done this before. But we've uncovered on the show with Hope Burrell Green, who was a victim of trafficking and part of the Epstein network. She had said that these people will do astral projection and they'll abuse people as they astral project. And they'll actually hold meetings in the astral realm. They'll like, you know, say you and I, which I'm not suggesting we do, I want to stay in my body, but say you and I wanted to have a meeting that was very private, and you're in California and I'm in Tennessee, we astral project and we have our meeting in the astral realm where it's untraceable. And so this is a very real thing. And I have a suspicion, at least part of your story, one of the things that you wrote down, when we hit that, I'm going to bring this up more than likely, because I think it might've been part of what your experience was. So, now that I got that all out of my system, let's get back into your experience. And, you know, before we get into the house that was, you know, formerly owned by Satanists or whatever, I would like to talk about a good thing, in my mind, a good thing. You're walking with the Lord now. Last year you were baptized, and from what it sounds like, it was you've always known about Christ, but you really like took it up a notch with your dedication to Jesus last year during your baptism. So welcome to the faith. And when you were a child, though, you believe you were rescued by an angel while you were drowning. Is that right?
Yes, that's one of the first memories I have at all. There was a pool next to Paradise Valley Hospital. This would have been like 1973 or four. I was younger than four. That's all I remember about that. And I had ran through the gate around the pool. My siblings were all swimming and I was too small to go in the pool. It was nighttime. And we were there waiting for my mom to get off work at the hospital. And for whatever reason, I didn't pay attention to the edge of the pool. And I fell into the deep end straight away, like a rock sank to the bottom. And it was a strange experience, because while I was afraid, I instantly felt an embrace. And I saw the brightest light I could imagine. And I thought in my head that my siblings had turned on the lights at the bottom of the pool. I just assumed that that's what was going on. And I was lifted up out of the water, like violently. It was if I was strong enough to push up off the pool, I don't think I would have been able to lift out of the water that quickly. And then I was at the edge of the pool, coughing and sputtering. And my brother, we'll call him Ken, he came over to me, and he was amazed because he saw me fly out of the water. What he said, fly out of the water, but you know. And the other two siblings heard all the noise, but they didn't see anything, and they thought that Ken was lying about the, you know, me flying out of the water. So I know what I saw, and it was a very beautiful, muscular person that was like made out of light. That was the only way I could describe them. And yeah, that's my first memory.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Kristen Davis from Are You a Charlotte? For timeless style that still feels fresh and modern, Tuckernuck has become a favorite shopping destination. From elevated classics like denim, striped tees, and crisp button-downs, to chic looks for weddings, vacations, and everyday life, Tuckernuck makes getting dressed effortless. Plus, they curate an incredible mix of brands, with new arrivals dropping daily. Visit tnuck.com and use promo code IHEART for 15% off a first purchase.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles, based on manufacturer websites.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply. Identity theft can cost more than you think. drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.